And I will read from the beginning of Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. And our New Testament reading is on page 1003 of the Church Bibles. 1003. It's from Mark chapter 1, and I will read from verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he travelled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Most of us, I suspect, are from a generation that tends to think of winter beginning on the 21st of December with the winter solstice, and then running through to the 21st of March, the spring equinox. But it seems to be the case in recent years that meteorologists, especially those on the television, tend to tell us that winter is December, January, and February. So if you go with that definition, today is the middle day of the middle winter month. I was almost tempted to dust off the Christmas carols and sing In the Bleak Midwinter this morning, but I resisted the temptation. For some people, the short winter days and the less exposure to sunlight are a real health issue. But I think all of us, to a greater or lesser extent, have a sense of battling the challenges of both colder weather and possibly spending more time at home indoors. It can have a real impact, I think, on our mood, on how we see ourselves and how we view life more generally. And I think it's in the light of this that our psalm this morning is a very helpful antidote, because it brings us back, I think, to some timeless truths that don't change because of our circumstances or how we feel about the world or about ourselves. And we know from the book of Psalms more generally that the psalmist himself faced dark and challenging times. In other psalms, we find him under pressure, in despair, and trying to work out why life seems to be so difficult. But today we capture him in a more positive frame of mind as he reminds himself and us as the readers of this psalm of just who God is and some of the things that he's done. And as I read the passage again, there was one particular word that stood out to me. The word remember. Remember the wonders God has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. I think part of the reason the psalmist called his readers to remember is that he knows the truth that human beings can be so easily forgetful. And we all know that it doesn't come any easier with age. I sometimes find myself in church, particularly on a Sunday, not so much on a Wednesday, but on a Sunday, looking at somebody who I've known for years, and I just cannot get the name in my head. And in different ways, we all know what it is to forget names, to forget places, to go upstairs and wonder why we're there and what we went to do. But in a spiritual sense, I think it can be just the same with God. We may have enjoyed a relationship with him for many years. We may have seen him answer our prayers wonderfully. We may have experienced his transforming power in our lives. We may have seen him do things for us and around us that are beyond what we could have imagined possible. And yet, despite all that, we still forget. And because we forget, we need reminding. We need to put ourselves, I think, in places, in circumstances, where we consciously take time to remember. And then to allow that remembrance to change the way that we see ourselves, the way we see our God, and the way that we see his world. In our New Testament reading this morning, we see Jesus in great demand. As soon as he leaves the synagogue, he heads off to the home of Simon and Andrew and heals Simon's mother-in-law of a fever. And then we read that after sunset, the whole town gathers at the door of the house, and Jesus heals many who are sick or demon-possessed. And this starts after sunset. You can imagine it carrying on late into the evening, probably into the night. And if ever there was a good reason to have a lie-in the next morning, then this was probably it. But what do we then go on to hear? Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And in the huge busyness of life for Jesus, he recognized that time spent with his Father was absolutely crucial. He needed the closest possible relationship he could have with his Father. He needed to know what his Father was calling him to do in very specific terms amongst all the amazing possibilities before him. He needed to keep very clearly in mind what he'd been called to do. But he needed crucially to remind himself, to remember just who his Father was and what his Father was like. He needed, just as we do, to come back to a remembrance. And if that was a priority for Jesus, then surely it has to be for us. It doesn't mean that we have to be up at the crack of dawn, let alone before it. But it does mean, I think, that we need to carve out time in our schedule, time in our day, where we consciously stop and remember, just as the psalmist did and Jesus did in their different ways, who our God is and what he's done. Because that will inspire us and strengthen us and focus us for the future. The disciples looked around them at their circumstances, at the crowds, and saw all the things that Jesus could be doing. And in a sense, their heart for the people and their needs were commendable. But Jesus realized that he could only give out to others if he himself had received from his Father in the first place. He had to be in a right relationship with his Father. And that meant knowing what he was being called to do and remembering the God who was calling him. There's a gentleman called David Horner who wrote this in an article for the International Bible Society. He said, "No wonder remembering is such a central theme in Scripture. God knows the gravitational pull of human awareness, which draws us inexorably toward forgetting. God's people are always in danger of losing their memory, forgetting who they are and whose they are." So whether it's the psalmist's encouragement this morning to remember what God has done, whether it's Paul's command to share communion, to remember what Jesus particularly has done for us, or whether it's the frequent reminders in the Old Testament to the children of Israel in the books of the law to remember what God has done for them, the consistent and continual call of Scripture is to remember. So as we move into another year, let us indeed be people who remember, who carve out time regularly and meaningfully to do that. And that because of doing that, we become people who live with a greater confidence that the God who has been faithful to us in the past, in every and any circumstance, will be exactly the same God for us in this new year and in the future. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that you are a wonderful, gracious, faithful, and loving God. And Lord, as we look back on our lives, we can indeed recall times and ways in which you have been really personal to us. Ways in which you've answered prayer, you've transformed our lives, you've equipped us to serve you. And Lord, we pray that in this new year, we will increasingly be people who stop to remember. And that as we do that, we will be inspired all the more to live for you, to serve you, and indeed to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.